This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, the Zika virus has appeared from nowhere, and depending on the reports you see in mainstream media, 100,000 to 400,000 are infected. It causes birth defects in children. Now, I know there's declassified memorandums like State Department Memorandum 200 and many others, admitting covert bioweapon programs against the American people and other populations. Everybody knows about Tuskegee injecting black people with syphilis and telling them they were getting the vaccine. Most people know about the UN being caught in the 90s and again a few years ago adding sterilant chemicals to vaccines and hormones bound to vaccines to sterilize women from India to Mexico. But investigative journalist John Rappaport has really looked into this and is saying, is it more of a hoax? Now, we know Bill and Melinda Gates are involved pushing mosquitoes that deliver vaccines. I had Dr. Francis Boyle, the author of the U.S. and U.N. Biological Weapons Treaty that was passed on, a leading expert worldwide, and he said he believes it is a bioweapon race-specifically delivered. It's not race-specific, but it's in race-specific geographical areas and designed for more equatorial areas. NoMoreFakeNews.com. Some stations don't carry this first 5 minutes. They'll have to recap everything else after the break. John Rappaport joins us to give us his take on this. Is this a stimulant to get us fearful and say don't have kids till 2018 like the UN's saying, or they'll be deformed? Is that the population control, mind control, or does the virus itself cause the population control? Smart guy, I want his opinion on this. I don't think we know yet here in the war room, but let's analyze it. John Rappaport, what do you think?
Hi, Alex. Okay, so this is a hoax. And yes, it's information, mind control, postponed pregnancy, depopulation by press conference, don't have babies, et cetera, et cetera. So this is going to be a medical operation against Brazil that's going to involve vaccines and all other manner of medical drugs and so forth.
So it's Hegelian dialectic. They scare them and they bring in the vaccines, the medical tyranny, martial law, right as the country's rebelling against IMF control.
You bet. BRIC nation, all of that. But let me just turn this around because we have new information that's breaking now because the Brazilian health officials have gone back and reexamined these cases where they said that there is microcephaly, which is babies born with small heads and brain damage. And they originally said 4,180 cases in Brazil, and now they're saying they've only confirmed 270 cases. And of those, only six, they found the Zika virus. That is completely insane. And on top of that, I have more information, and this comes from, you know, standard medical authorities in the U.S., that every year in the U.S., there are 25,000 cases of microcephaly. So what are we talking about here? Christopher Columbus didn't bring the Zika virus with him to the U.S., It turns out that any insult to the brain in early pregnancy can cause this condition.
Oh, like vaccines.
Exactly.
So maybe it's the cover that this is becoming so prevalent. Look at Obama's little head. I mean, maybe this is what's causing the fact that we look like pygmies.
Of course. And on top of this, Brazil uses more pesticides than any nation in the world. Bang, bingo. Atrazine, for example, and Roundup. I published now on No More Fake News studies that show that those pesticides are, in fact, linked to smaller heads in babies and brain damage. So they're covering all of this up because they are determined to sell as much poisonous pesticide in Brazil as possible. So this is now off the table for a point of discussion because everything is now focused on Zika virus.
Well, I think you're really on to something here because I know that all these different environmental crises are causing. I remember seeing a PBS report like 20 years ago that 1/3 of the kids in Mexico City have the thing with the tiny head and like no brain. They have a brain stem. It's like you give birth to a vegetable because the water they drink, the U.S. dumps all its toxic waste in Mexico, basically Mexico City, and it shows people that like get 1 hour of water a day out of the spigot. It's all this. So is the Zika the cover for other programs that are going on?
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talk show host is Alex Jones. He's a conspiracy theorist.
Radio talk show host Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
His name is Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
Radio talk show host and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
Alex Jones, the nutjob radio guy.
Talk show host Alex Jones.
A man who trades in such sinister conspiracy theories, you have to wonder if he really believes half of what he says.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Hate speech. Can anything be done to stop the hatred?
I think Alex was the one who took the pro-gun position.
1776 will commence again if you try to take off firearms.
I don't want that man to have a gun.
Alex Jones is a 9/11 truther.
That conspiracy theory comes from the mother of all conspiracy theories. It's an internet talk show called InfoWars.
I heard that on Alex Jones, so it's
Dave.
True.
Dave?
I heard it on Alex Jones, so I know it's true.
You're making some very serious allegations against the U.S. government, saying that they stage attacks, they allow them to occur in the United States against U.S.
Let's
citizens.
Let's be classified.
Alex Jones may sound crazy.
I think that Alex Jones is a lunatic.
That man's a threat to this country.
King of the conspiracy theorist.
Deeply, I think, racist.
I just got called racist by MSNBC.
He's considered legit among the crazy.
Challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match, show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally, and pop him.
I'd love to see that. In uniform.
Keep shoving lies at your audience, jackasses.
I like that guy.
That is the best.
We have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
The bigger this war gets, the more freedoms we lose.
We have a fog that is descended on our entire nation.
The globalists are going to blow stuff up and blame it on you.
But Hillary's the one who runs the cover-up.
Everything you've heard us talk about is now going to unfold in triplicate stage.
This is really good.
I had a Supreme Court justice tell me to my face, it's over for me. I said, Matt, it's over for you. They've got the votes now to enforce copyright law. You're out of there.
You want it, baby? You're about to get
That's
it.
That's right.
From the front lines of the information war, it's the Alex Jones Show, now into the second hour, finishing up with John Rappaport of NoMoreFakeNews.com. Recap till we go to break, then we're coming back with David Knight, who was out in Oregon, where the globalists are trying to start a civil war in America. We'll get into election more, but John Rappaport, you're saying the Zika virus. Break down for those that have heard about it but don't know what it is, where it's going, and what you think is really behind it. Because Brazil's on the verge of throwing out the IMF and World Bank. They're the cutting edge of resisting the globalists. They've joined the BRICS. And right away they say, don't have kids for 3 years or your kids will all be deformed. But this disorder of the children with shrunken heads and small brains is all to the West already, not caused by Zika. You're saying it's a cover story. What's behind it? Decode it for us, Mr. Rappaport.
The cover story is Zika virus is causing babies to be born with small heads and brain damage. But the revised statistics out of Brazil from their own officials now are saying they can only confirm 270 cases of these babies in a country of 200 million people.
So they have a much lower statistic than us.
Yeah, much lower, because in the U.S. every year, 25,000 cases of this, and from many different causes. And not only that, but the Brazilian health officials are saying, wait a minute, we can only find the Zika virus, which is supposed to be causing this condition in babies, in only six babies so far. So all of a sudden, they're revamping the whole hysteria, and they are going to get attacked like crazy because the
operation. Well, you continue to be on target then. Explain to us then what you think's behind this hysterical fear-mongering. Because, I mean, let me tell you something. You've always been right, but so has somebody like Boyle, who wrote the U.S. Biological Weaponry. He's saying that it's been weaponized and that it's been manipulated and to reduce fertility. But you're saying, hey, it's not as bad as they're saying. So how do I take him, who I really learned to respect, and you, who I respect, and then integrate those two worldviews?
Well, I would say he's right in the sense of, you know, you can put any virus in a lab and try to weaponize it, and maybe you can. But as far as actually saying he knows that this virus already has been weaponized, I think if you went back to him, he would not go that far. He would say it could be, maybe.
Well, he has high-level sources. We have some of those, obviously, we can't mention. But he's talked to top bioweapons people, and they say this is something special. But I get what you're saying. We, per capita, have got way more many cases than they do, caused by other things. So what's going on here? Is it a cover for something else they're doing? You know, they'll release another weapon or a chemical and then say something else did it. That's like AIDS is a simulant virus where something else, I heard this from my dad decades ago, that later came out in the news, is actually another operation.
Yes, of course. I mean, the operation here is going to be the vaccine. They're going to put this vaccine into effect. It's going to be incredibly toxic. It's going to debilitate people, make them very sick, kill them. And on top of that, they are already attacking Brazil in a massive way through chemicals because Brazil is the largest user of pesticides in the world.
I've seen the documentaries where whole towns are dying from whatever they're using down there. I mean, it is crazy.
Absolutely. This is not a virus. This is you spread chemicals around and people die.
Well, remember what Kissinger said in 1974 in April in Memorandum 200 that was declassified in the 90s. He said, we're going to authorize the use and sale of chemicals in Latin America that we wouldn't hear to kill them.
Well, it's interesting you bring that up, Alex, because of the pesticides that Brazil is using, some of them are already banned in 22 other countries.
Oh.
Okay. So there you have it. And I've linked through studies two of these Roundup and atrazine pesticides to birth defects, smaller heads. It's all there in the literature. So there is already a massive attack on Brazil.
Ah, so it's chemicals that we know do it, so they say it's viral.
Of course. That's the easy way out. Because now they can come in behind that and say, therefore, we have to bring all the doctors in. We have to treat everybody. We have to give you the bug sprays that are against the mosquitoes and the bug sprays.
More chemicals to counter the chemicals, claiming it's a... Oh, yeah.
Of course. That's the operation in a nutshell. So, chemical, until, you know, the country is completely decimated. And it's well on the way now. And, of course, as you mentioned, Brazil is one of those BRIC nations that is looking at the IMF, that is looking at the World Bank and saying, hey, we don't really need that. We can have our own monetary system. Oh, yeah? Well, if that's your position, you are going to be in for a world of trouble.
And regardless, they're going to kill all their tourism saying don't go to Brazil because of Zika.
Of course. Yeah,
so it's a stealth sanction.
Sure. And now we're going to have the Rio Olympics, right, which is going to become a poster child for, the Zika problem and this and the
medical tyranny responding to Zika. You know they're going to have a Zika vaccine now.
You bet.
Are they already calling for that?
They've got companies that are already massively working on it, rushing into clinical trials, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, of course. And then the hundreds of thousands that go or millions that go to cover it and be part of it will take the Zika vaccine. Oh, my God.
Yeah, sure.
It's hard to get you on and disagree with you because when I look at the facts, you're on target again, John. What else as we go to break? I want to get back for a full hour in the next few weeks. Really appreciate all the work you do. What else are you looking at right now, my friend?
Well, I've been looking at this uranium connection to Southern Oregon where the standoff and the shooting was. the sale of U.S. 20% of U.S. uranium production to the Russians. Putin now controls 20% of U.S. uranium production, and there were meetings in that area in 2011-12 in southern Oregon, right around there, to open up new uranium mines. Clinton Foundation is involved, State Department Foundation involved, to allow the sale of this company, Uranium One, to Putin and the Russians. So the last thing the feds wanted was all kinds of attention drawn to this area, with patriots going in there, and, hey, wait a minute, this is a uranium land, and the Clinton Foundation is involved.
So even if it's a fiasco, it's still going to draw attention. I'm so blessed to have such incredible brains like you on the show. Try to come on this week with my friend for a full hour to flesh all this out, John.
Would love to. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you. What an amazing America. NoMoreFakeNews.com. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Speaking of Oregon, our own David Knight is coming in studio. He just came back after four hellish days at checkpoints with feds pointing machine guns at him and people dead and all the rest of it over that stand down or standoff that's going on still currently. And we're going to air a special report he filed from the road first with them pointing guns at ranchers and others. Stay with us.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've got reporters traveling all over the country, all over the world to find out what's really happening. You got four people held up in a wildlife refuge promoting land rights. They already killed one guy that didn't have a weapon. And they've got checkpoints 7 miles around pointing guns at ranchers, farmers, families. And I mean, really getting aggressive and hateful towards people. And they've got the locals so scared. The video's on Infowars.com if you're a radio listener and want to see it. We're about to air part of it right now before David Knight breaks it down. Shock. Feds set up third world style checkpoints, demand ranchers' IDs at gunpoint. Federal government orders citizens to present their identity papers. And it's just guys dressed up for army. Look, go fight your ISIS proxy army or something, you know, over the Middle East. But again, they're taking the land. They're taking the ranches. They brag on video. We heard last week, we stole the uranium mine from the World War II. That's yay. Yeah, we stole money. They have award ceremonies like Legion of Doom cartoons. Remember when I was a kid, they had like cartoons where evil groups would have award ceremonies. I thought it was a joke. They actually have it. So David Knight's here. We're about to play part of this report. It's up on Infowars.com. You've got all these other clips where the guy they killed, the voice, said suddenly they're all hateful. They're in our face right before they killed him. And then, of course, you have the usual suspects inside that set the whole thing up. I mean, what a mess here. For folks that don't know what's happening, recap it in 60 seconds. We're going to play this report, David.
Well, of course, Alex, several of the people that were there, the leaders of this movement, like Ammon Bundy and Lavoy Finicum, they came from the Bundy Ranch standoff. And as the BBC reported about Lavoy Finicum, they said the title of the article was A Militia Man Apart. They said he's very different from the rest of the people. He doesn't get animated, doesn't get angry. He's not screaming and yelling with profanities. He's very clearly stating succinctly what the issue is. Now, this had been going on for 20-some-odd days, 23, 24 days, this takeover of the wildlife refuge. During that time, they had been traveling freely back and forth, talking to people in the area about their concerns, about what could be done legally within the law, within the structure. They were on their way to a meeting of 400 people, including a sheriff in the neighboring county, Grant County in Oregon. They had a spot that was chosen by the FBI and the state police to essentially set up a roadblock, and that's where they were arrested. That's where Lavoy Finicum was shot. But, of course, there's been other roadblocks now in this area. Let's play that video first of this rancher who is now having to pass through roadblocks with guns in his
hand. And if you want to see the video of your radio listener, it's on Infowars.com, red link. Fed set up third world style checkpoint, demand ranchers' IDs at checkpoint. Here's part of that report.
Good night for Infowars.com. Yesterday, we were reporting from the roadblock leading to the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge. It's a roadblock that was set up by the FBI and the state police several miles away from the refuge itself. They're not letting anyone in except people who live in the area. One of those people happened to come out, and we got some comments from him about what it was like to go through a checkpoint. He's got property that is on either side of the wildlife refuge, so he's having to go back and forth through these areas. This is what he had to say.
I've been out of the area.
Okay.
I'm an unbiased rancher.
Okay. And you've been going back and forth because you have land. You're allowed.
This is the first time I've been back and forth.
Okay.
Do you feel that the response from law enforcement is going to be heavy-handed, or do you feel
I can't give it up.
You ever had the FBI point a gun at you before?
I've never had anybody point a gun at me before.
Did they point guns at you?
Can you describe for us again what you saw when you came to the checkpoint?
Well, I came through both checkpoints. So when we came up to the checkpoint, the man came on the loudspeaker and told us to stop and to get out and have our photo ID. And they approached us with guns at us.
Was there a sniper, did you notice?
Well, yeah, there was a guy sitting on top of a vehicle with a round. I would call it a sniper. I don't know what the guy was.
It would have been pretty alarming when you saw that.
We just don't expect it in our lives. We're Americans. I mean, we just... I feel like I'm in Africa or something.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been in Africa and had checkpoints, and it's scary. You never know if you're getting through. You know, excuse me?
Did you feel like it was too much that's there, or do you think it's justified?
I'm neutral. I'm neutral. This is a sensitive situation.
And then he goes on to say, though, I've been in Africa, and they don't aim the guns at you. But regardless, they bring the ISIS in, they open the borders up. They already killed one guy who's unarmed. Now they're at least the end of the world with checkpoints, pointing guns at everyone on major highways. This isn't what a free country is all about, David Knight.
No, Alex, what concerned me about that was clearly he was afraid to say anything. He kept wanting to say, I'm neutral, I don't want to take sides on this, but he could see what was going on. And, of course, he was afraid. He said he compared it to when he was in Africa. The difference being is that in Africa, even though they came out with these armed checkpoints and had the guns slung or whatever, he said, you don't know if you're going to get out of there or not, they didn't point the gun at him. It was here where they drive up that they're pointing the guns at him to start with. That was what he was concerned about. But then he said, well, I'm not going to say that.
Well, let's go over the big picture before we go to these other clips.
Right.
Okay, here's what's happening. You were there a year ago at the Bundy Ranch, international news. You were right there. The Bundys had the surface rights grazing since the 1870s. There had been over 50 families there. They'd run them all down to one family. The feds just declare the land and say you can't use it.
Mm-hmm.
The tortoises had exploded in population because they eat cow poop.
Mm-hmm.
Now they were almost all dead because they run the cows off.
The cows are gone. Humans, the tortoises are gone. Yeah.
Humans develop land. Humans make it better when it's actual farming and ranching. Now they won't let folks with four-wheelers ride. Kids on bicycles are shot in the back. I mean, I've been to Big Ben, and, like, cops run up and just scream at you for parking your car. I mean, you know, what are you scum American? What are you doing? I've experienced it. I've seen them do it to others.
Mm-hmm.
And they're super leftist, weirdo cult members. The average cop's not like this, but these feds, they are nuts on average. I mean, the ones they actually have over the land. So that goes on. And so these people are upset. They win this big victory. Harry Reid says they're terrorists. Literally, they finally, though, get these different groups who are now coming out, known FBI, to rope them into going here, to lead them in, to get them set up, this whole macho thing, to have folks that represent the government say all these crazy things. Then they set them up. Then they kill them. There's still a standoff going on with four more people inside. I got to say, the stuff they're saying, probably government operatives inside. There's probably not a standoff even happening now, in my view. That's probably what's going on. We're not sure, but the evidence is there. This is about demonizing land rights and liberty movements and all the armored vehicles and guns and weapons given to the feds and locals to, quote, fight the patriots. So this is a big federal production, undoubtedly, to kick this off right as Obama's stock goes down to zero. This is their attempt at a Oklahoma City Part 2 to blame us. That's my view, David Knight. I want to come back after break and play all these other clips you've got, but what is your view of what's happening?
I agree with you, Alex. I think this is really it couldn't be worse. If they wrote the script, and I think that they did write the script of a lot of this.
Oh, we now know the FBI missed.
Exactly. And, of course, we've had the first guy that got out. He was held for only a couple hours. He told what is now, we know, obvious lies about what happened. It was represented by Ross Story as being an eyewitness account. It wasn't an eyewitness account. He admitted that much. They twisted that in the headlines. So you've got the main
thing. You've got other known quantities they're saying they're going to release that were the key to giving them all the intel.
You've got the mainstream media saying that, these are dangerous people. The governor is saying, we got to get them out of there. It's costing us $5,500 a day. That wasn't the case. The people were not afraid of them. If they were afraid of them, why would 400 people agree to go meet with them
and talk about the
Constitution and sing gospel hymns? That's what the meeting was about. They were on their way to.
We've talked to locals. 80% supported them.
Yes, yes.
And the point is, whether they went about it the wrong way is undoubtable. The point is, the globalists, the feds out there have like 80% of the land. They're cutting all the land off to people's use to bankrupt everyone in an admitted policy. So Americans have a right to stand up. The point is this the smart way to do it? No. We're winning an info war. We don't want a physical war. If they demand one, it'll happen. But we're not looking for one.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturers
manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival test is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
If you just joined us, and there's all this international news, so much happening, U.S. warships in confrontation with China, the South China Sea, we're going to hit that in the last segment, you're like, world economy meltdowns, why are you covering Oregon and the Bundys? Well, remember how upset that got the liberals, that they'd taken a bunch of ranch land on the Red River, the Texas-Oklahoma border. People own the land, not just grazing rights, but they own the land. In the past, the feds show up and say, you know, this state land you've been using for 100 years for your cattle, we own it now. We got guys with guns, but you can still run your cattle on it. Just pay us rent to do it. They're breeding cows, making beef for America on land sitting there. You pay the feds more taxes. That isn't good enough. We want you gone. So everybody leaves with one family. They stand up. It's Americana. The feds threaten to shoot David Knight and Josh Owens. There's HD video of it. They march up unarmed, and it's a huge Americana John Wayne moment.
the Fed start scheming. How are we going to do this? They lure the Bundys out. They set them up. They lead a protest in. They get them there. We're standing up for America. And then they start killing people. And this is the plan to run a psyop on the American people. That's why this is important. It's a snapshot. It's a microcosm of Black Lives Matter and all the rest of it. The left is Black Lives Matter. With conservatives, libertarians, it's land rights type stuff. So how do they project that on people standing up and say, if you don't lay down, you're a terrorist? Well, they run these psyops, and they've done that in Oregon. So they're going to teach other people now in the federal government how to set folks up off this. It's been a big victory for them so far. We're here blowing their operation, exposing it, so patriots can watch this later and not be set up. I mean, the Declaration of Independence says we can physically stand up when we get a tyrannical government. Well, we got one. Congress has a 9% approval rating in Gallup. Gallup last week said the federal government seen as the number one enemy. Not the Chinese, not ISIS, not the Russians, not drug dealers, our government. So it's already lost the battle. It wants to stage a fake event to give it the moral high ground, like the federal government against child molesters or something. And they want to script people into that role to play this out. And you can see it a mile away. David Knight, you've got more clips. Give me your take on what I just said.
Absolutely, Alex. What they're doing is, as you point out, this is a massive PR failure in the sense that they took over that refuge. I think the Bundys believed that they had awakened people at a national level. What they had done is they'd thoroughly awakened people within their community. The community came together and stood against the violence that was being perpetrated against people. They set up a First Amendment area, and somebody put up a sign.
They had a victory because Drudge and InfoWars and WorldNet Daily and the Land Rights Movement backed them. It was their land, high ground, but they thought they were George Washington. They thought they could charge off with their friends and have a victory. No, they were set up.
Exactly. But I believe that Lavoie Finicum, and
that was the guy that was shot and killed.
That's right. And he was a neighboring rancher. He came by to support them. And we'd seen a video where he came back and pushed against what Glenn Beck was saying in terms of they were provocateurs. They were not in the spirit of the American Revolution. And he pointed out, we didn't point guns at anybody. We didn't threaten to kill anybody. But we were willing to be shot off of our horses if necessary to stand up for our freedom, to stand up for what we perceive as rule of law. And the fact that the federal government is not giving us a day in court. The federal government is moving in here with their bureaucracies. They are the ones who write the laws, they're the ones who write the laws.
So the most mild-mannered, nicest guy.
Yeah, let's play a clip.
At a checkpoint, they pull him over, they run him into a snowbank, he jumps out of the car. They're now admitting he wasn't armed, they shoot him in the head.
This is the day before, the very day before this happened. Let's play that clip.
There it is.
We should have as much dialogue and openness as possible. Have you felt the change in the tone and tenor of the feds out there? We certainly have. We used to could walk up to them and talk with the FBI agents in a friendly manner, unarmed and stuff, but the tenor has changed. They have become more hardened. And when they step out of their vehicles, now they're stepping out with their rifles, and they're not willing to engage in just friendly dialogue. And so, that you're aware
and they didn't
of all
stand
the
up against it.
Vehicles that they're bringing in and the increase in manpower that they're ramping up. And we're saying, why the rattling of the saber?
This is the government that's killed millions of people the last few years worldwide. What do you think they're going to do to you?
Why are you ramping it up?
Yeah.
Why do you fly your planes?
Because they sell baby parts, bro.
And why do you have your drones? Because they're droning this now.
That's right. And remember, drones would never be used against U.S. citizens.
That's right.
They're doing all the things. They're doing all the things that shows that they want to take some kinetic action against us.
Yeah, and they did against him.
Why be so unfriendly?
That is what the Oregonian reported.
Why are you threatening lethal force when we are so far away?
And literally that's what happened the very next day. They used lethal force on him when he was standing very far away in very deep snow. He came out of the vehicle with his hands up, and we've now had multiple eyewitnesses.
We have clear footage of that.
Yeah, who were in the car, saying that when they were stopped at that first stop, they were there for about 5 minutes, and the guy who was originally the driver was sticking his hands and his head out the window, and they said they shot at him, hit the mirror, hit the driver, the rear view.
No, they were green-lighted by Obama, who's in deep trouble, to just go ahead and get a war going so we can look like we're in a fight with patriots. So the globalists that have occupied our government are at fault here, but the people walking into it, I told them, I said, you're being set up by known people.
Yes.
I mean, known operatives.
And we've been talking about
Listen to Alex Jones, though. Don't listen to me. Just, you know, you got your little FBI buddies next to you, our Southern Poverty Law Center buddies, and they're going to take care of you. Well, they took real good care of you, didn't they?
We started covering the Hammond situation in early November. That's when the Bundys started talking about this, when they were saying...
Folks don't know who that is. That's the ranchers that weren't allowed to burn their own property to stop the fire breaks, that they're like Bastrop here in Austin with all the huge fires, because the feds won't ever cut the trees and won't cut brush.
A very, very small backdrop. That year, they had 3 million acres burn in Oregon, and this one, to save their property, they did a backfire. It was 139 acres onto the feds' land, and because of that, they labeled them as arsonists and terrorists.
Even though there were like 20 other fires the year before that went on their land, they didn't make an issue.
And the judge who was there initially and did the sentence, there was a mandatory minimum for those charges of 5 years minimum. He said, it offends my conscience to do this. There was no, they're not arsonists, they're not terrorists. And so he only gave them a couple of months, and then a federal prosecutor said, came back and said, we want them for 5 years. So that's what initially started this. We covered that. And then they were up there, the Hammond said, no, we're just...
Wait, you mean the feds are stealing property? The feds are doing bad, like funding ISIS? We're going to go to break here in just a moment, folks. We can go over the minutia all day long. The feds are grabbing property even in Texas that's private for over 100 years in family hands. The governor's standing up against it. And the way to do it is through the governors, through the state police, through the legislatures, as communities saying no. That's where the real moral power is, not letting the globalists that have hijacked the federal government, this isn't even the feds, trick us into a civil war. They're losing the information war. They want to trick us. I want to come back and hit other news items with David Knight, his take on Trump, his take on the caucuses coming up tomorrow, his take on Sanders, Zika virus, U.S. warship and confrontation with Chinese warships, and more. But before we end this segment, don't forget, the globalists don't want you to hear a show like this that's actually really trying to bring people together and promote Americana freedom. Spread the word about InfoWars.com. Spread the word about the free audio and video streams at InfoWars.com/show and the local affiliates, AM and FM and TV, USF, VHF, and cable that are carrying this from Houston to, you name it, Albuquerque, New Mexico. And also buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. We're almost sold out of the Hillary for President shirts, limited edition. We have a new We Will Never Surrender the Second Amendment shirt that's very popular. Deep Cleanse, incredible nutraceutical, zeolites that chills you to detox your body. That's available. We've got $50 and more orders, free shipping. We've got 10% off the water filtration systems that are so important, the highest quality, at InfoWarsStore.com. We can't fund one of the only true independent libertarian 1776-based organizations with reporters and investigative journalists and writers without your help. We're breaking major news every day, worldwide news every week, and it's thanks to you standing with us. InfoWars Store. That's one word, InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. Takes the nutraceuticals, are toll-free 7 days a week, 24 hours a day for our crew to answer your questions or to take your orders, tell you about different specials we're running. There's too many to mention. 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Final segment straight ahead.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You will be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax Shower Filter from ProPure today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show, live from Austin, Texas.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Final segment. I'll be back tomorrow with the Iowa caucus covered. We got special reporting live tomorrow night at InfoWarsNews.com, InfoWars.com. So much I didn't get to. Texas police turning into mobile debt collectors with the license plate reading systems. Again, that's treating you as if you're guilty until proven innocent. It's illegal. America 2016 on the edge of revolt. Texas police officer makes an incredible headshot on hostage taker. That video is on InfoWars.com. Amazing. U.S. Navy ship in disputed waters with South China Sea. China claims it ran off. Hillary emails. More Al-Qaeda-linked terror attacks in Africa, killing 65. I want to hit some of this with David Knight. But David, you've been to Oregon and spent 4 or 5 days. Joe Biggs has been back twice. He'll be on this tomorrow. He flew back with you last night. Finishing up, what's the bottom line, the tragedy, the provocateurs, the four still held up in the wildlife refuge? A lot of what I believe personally act like mentally disturbed people.
Yeah.
A lot of weird homeless people that showed up as you advertised come there. It seems that's all that is left is feds and a few disturbed people inside having their 15 minutes of fame, knowing they're being set up by these globalists. I mean, the feds ought to have some mercy. I know they constantly set up mentally ill Muslims and stuff as well, but my God, I mean, please, this is on your soul. You do stuff like this.
Absolutely. You know, Alex, it's in just a couple of months, it's going to be 2 years since the Bundy standoff. And I think in that amount of time, that was a huge win when the community came together to
Southern Nevada.
Exactly. And that they came together. Everybody's seen that footage. It's been 2 years. I think in that amount of time, there was a lot of stroking of their egos. I think the feds were very unhappy about what happened there. They've been scheming about the way they could take that down. So there's been a lot
Harry
of provoking.
Harry Reid said, we will get them.
Yeah, there's been a lot of provoking. And I didn't mention this. That was what was said by the two senators from Oregon, Ron Wyden and another guy. They were saying, well, you know, we had to show that there's consequences to this, consciously referring back to the original Bundy standoff.
And they hope people now respond so they don't have to stage in Oklahoma City. They hope we do it for them. No, the answer is do not respond.
I have the most respect for Lavoie Finicum. I think that he was a quiet man, a family man. He understood liberty. He was willing to die for it.
And he did.
My disagreement with him was that there was nothing left to do. I think that if the truth lies somewhere between these ranchers that we've seen, the one that we started out the interview with, Kurt Spencer, who was afraid to speak his mind. Even when they put guns in his face, he was outraged, but he was afraid.
Well, locals 7 miles away, they're just guys in camo with guns in your head. So, folks, you want to live like that, that's fine. Okay, well, we'll keep reporting on it this week. Shifting gears, I'm glad you got back safe. We're done sending folks out there because the people inside have no idea the waters they're swimming in. And so just pray for them, folks, because they, you know, they want to die in a blaze of glory. They're in the right place to do it and give Obama a big victory. So just knock yourselves out.
It'll be a victory for Obama.
Yeah, just knock yourselves out and just tell us that are experts. We don't know what we're talking about. I know it's fun for your egos to do that, so knock yourselves out. We're going to fight Black Lives Matter, trying to start a civil war. We're going to fight this. We're just going to keep trying to do the right thing no matter what happens. Looking at Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, Trump since Thursday, and what he did skip in the debate has surged now from 3 points behind to 3 points ahead in most polls. Your take on Iowa, what you think's coming up tomorrow?
Well, I think Trump is going to win it. I'm not really sure what's going to happen on the Democrat side. It's kind of a toss-up. I think Cruz really shot himself in the foot with that kind of trolling ad that they put out, you know, threatening people kind of obliquely. You better show up or we're going to put it on your permanent record. So, I mean, I don't know why they would do that. It was so crazy. People were defending Ted Cruz.
You're talking about sabotaging yourself.
Yeah. So, you know, that was absolutely amazing. In terms of, you know, what's going to happen, I hope to see that Rand Paul is going to have a stronger finish than a lot of people believe.
I love seeing him come back. There's been a lot of cases, like Herman Cain was in the lead in Iowa, then later was out because of scandal. It's great to see him back in the debate and surging since he got more aggressive. I mean, I love Rand Paul. Known him 20 years.
Yeah, absolutely. He's talking about a lot of issues that need to be talked about. One of the reasons that Donald Trump is doing so well is because he's talking about a lot of issues that others won't talk about. It's too bad that the two of them can't combine those issues. In other words, Trump's got one set of issues that are very important that nobody else will talk about, and he's addressing the concerns of the electorate, and Rand Paul is doing that, and nobody else is taking
sure. Just Rand didn't get though that it doesn't matter with the populist when he attacks the guy that's the torchbearer for populism. It's going to blow up no matter if he's right or wrong.
Exactly, and I think the Republican Party is more populist than it is libertarian at this point. Quite frankly,
that's right. The populists have been taking it over. The libertarian populists. Mm-hmm. That's who we are. Just Americana, you know, low taxes, family rights, states' rights, basic stuff. We just don't want to be a place run by Bernie Sanders and work camps. I know everybody wants to live in a Venezuela or a Chinese work camp because you've lived in freedom so long you're defecating all over what your forebears gave you. But what about Sanders? Such a creep, such a weasel. He knows it's a fraud. He knows the ultra-rich love socialism because they're exempt from an offshore. To see tens of thousands out for him and all the frothing idiots that follow him, it's very despicable.
He's kind of like an old Che Guevara t-shirt, isn't he? I mean, I call him Bernie Sandinista because we had these videos that were released showing him going back in the 1980s talking to the Nicaraguan Sandinistas, talking about how wonderful they were. And it was absolutely, whatever happened in the last 40 years, it never affected Bernie Sanders whatsoever.
Socialism is, it doesn't fail. It's criminals running slaves, robbing everyone everywhere, with select international robber barons at the UN tapping all the stolen money.
He wants to say he's running.
Communism was created by Goldman Sachs, folks.
Yeah, he wants to say he's running against the Wall Street banks, but you know, it was a year ago that we had Bloomberg saying 700% return on investment the bankers were bragging about, they were getting that from the Venezuelan communists. They said they understand that their responsibilities to paying our debt come before food, water, and medicine for their own people.
The communists always are at the end of a New York banker.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, so, I mean, New York sent 100,000-plus men in 1917 to take over Russia. And, literally, those same organizations created Goldman Sachs, who's the main funder of gun control, open borders. And if America will look up to that, you're done, folks. You're done. You figure that out or it's over. The commies work for Bilderberg and Davos, period. You figure that out, you dummies, or it's over. And I see Bernie Sanders rallies. I'm sorry, I'm not into how you look or whatever, but they're fat, they're stupid, they're soft, they're welfare heads, they're government workers. They are piles of self-propelled trash who are so stupid. And they've grown up in the bosom of freedom, and they don't appreciate any of it, and they don't know that communism is slavery. And it makes me want to throw up how dumb you are. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I guess, that's what the left is saying about a lot of the people who are occupying this wildlife refuge. And I think we're right in both cases. But we also need to understand that the FBI was going to assassinate Occupy leaders. So, when they're offering socialism as a solution, that's not a solution. They're using
But then they put that in the file to leak it to make them look legitimate. That whole thing was run by the feds, yeah, who, again, are run by foreign banks. Let me explain, liberals. General Electric and Google and Apple, your little liberal companies with Al Gore involved, pay zero tax globally. They write the tax code, okay? And then they promote socialism, so you get a chicken feed check that's administered by them, and they run your life and you don't compete with them. Game over, man! Game over! How do you domesticate a pig you're going to butcher? You give it the food every day so it thinks you love it till the day you put a rope around its leg and pull it up and slit its throat as it squeals with blood shooting out both sides, you idiots! I will slap you upside your moron heads until you wake up to this. You will wake up about communism. You will grow up. You will find out why Bill Gates and Bernie Sanders supported and Warren Buffett and every other piece of trash, globalist, parasite, trillionaire, raping of the world. I'm sorry, David. Go ahead. What do you think about Hillary? Total liar, total criminal. I mean, I love the fact they won't indict her. It shows how rotting this whole system is.
Well, when Richard talked to her in Iowa and asked her about the email, she said, absolutely not true. I've never had anything that was classified on my servers. And she said that continually. And now we've seen in the last couple of days, even the State Department says we can't release these emails because they're classified. So it's out there. We understand there's no question at all about whether or not she had classified information on her server. There's absolutely no question. But like Bill Clinton, she can continue to tell a lie in front of the photographic evidence.
You're against it or against women. Well, David, I'm glad you're back safe from Oregon. Thanks for the great job, you and Joe Biggs, and also your son, Travis Knight, who went. Great job. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you.
We only got like 30 seconds left. Listen, I get really mad because I study history, and we are going downhill like a snowball headed for hell, to quote the hag, Merle Haggard. There's no debating this. And folks better get involved politically. They better get on their knees to Jesus, too, and ask God for guidance, because we're in trouble. And all the people that serve the system, you're being fools. You're being conned. You look at all the little communist kids complaining on their trust funds, on their $500 iPhones, about how capitalism is bad. It gives you all these choices, all this freedom, and it's only a shadow of a real free market that you could have. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Lord willing, great job of the crew. Spread the word about InfoWars.com because you are the resistance.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.